latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Newcastle are reportedly at the front of the queue to sign Atlanta United midfielder Miguel Almirón. Well, it was claimed last week that the Paraguay international could be on his way from the MLS franchise after playing two seasons at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Having scored 13 goals from 37 appearances in all competitions last term, the 24-year-old appears to be on the radar of several clubs in Europe. It was thought the Magpies were among his suitors, and now the player's father, Ruben Almirón, has given the Tynesiders hope that his son might be at St James's Park in the near future. He said he will definitely go to England. What's left to be decided is to what club, but Newcastle is the one with the advantage. Well, the Daily Mail claims that Arsenal, Tottenham and West Ham United are also keen, although the fact he might not see too much game time at those clubs means Newcastle could be his preferred destination. Meanwhile, Florian Lejeune has made a welcome return to action after a serious injury, coming through 45 minutes for Newcastle's under-23 side. Lejeune suffered an anterior cruciate ligament injury in July, and the French defender has not played a competitive game since, but is now stepping up his comeback. The centre-back played the first half of the Magpies' youngsters' 2-1 Premier League 2 win over Norwich City and appeared to come through unscathed, pleasing watching boss Rafa Benitez. Lejeune, who has made just 24 appearances for Newcastle since joining from Eibar in the summer of 2017, is now likely to get a further run out for the under-23s before being reintroduced to the first team fold at St James's Park. No return date has been set yet, and he'll be first assessed following his match action this week, but it's thought he should be ready around the turn of the year. Well, that's all for now. Join us for more news later.